Can't believe it, the one and only. Dicko is in the studio with us, Ali, and he's wearing a cowboy hat.
Well, my mum used to say, if you can't fight, buy a big hat. So yeah, it's kind of, it's a good metaphor for that. If you've got nothing but a scrap of talent, buy a big hat and hope it comes through for you.
So it's kind of like on the compensating theme.
Yeah, some blokes buy a red sports car and have an affair with their PA. I basically dress as a cowboy and hang around with drag queens. That's how I'm dealing with my midlife crisis.
Way more fun and less hassle.
Well, I don't know about that. You haven't met our drag queens.
And that's where we get to do it at the night quarter on the 28th. So it's coming up. Actually, this will go to where on. Yeah, so it'll be coming up this Thursday. The Dicko Classic Country Music Show?
No, it's called Dicko's Country Spit Roast. It's two sets of fantastic classic Nashville hits with drag queens, C-grade celebrity host, dinner and a show. And look, do you know what? After the year we had last year, get out while you can, Queenslanders. Get out while you can.
And the ninth quarter is a really good way to do it. It's down Batinia, so it's the further part of the coast near where the new hospital is, and it really has revitalised the music scene, I've noticed, the last few months.
It's a brilliant venue. I mean, look, you can go in there, have a feed, have some craft beer and some brilliant barbecue stuff and listen to really great local musicians. And they're trying to grow Thursday nights as dinner and a show. So we're kind of their guinea pigs. So they've said, they asked us to put a show together, and I said, look, I really want to do a classic country hit show. Mainly because it always starts with a road trip and Spotify with me and my mates. We did an 80s show a couple of years ago down the Gold Coast. And they said, would you do the 80s show? I said, well, we've been experimenting with classic country music. And all of these songs in our show, they're all massive hits. They're pop songs that you will know from the 70s and 80s. They happen to be country. So we're talking Jolene, Ring of Fire, Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh, you've got to do that.
Country Boy.
And you've got the glittering suit to go with it.
Oh, well, yes, I've actually got quite a few good country outfits. I didn't realise I would look so good as a cowboy. If I'd have known years ago that my wife would have been fluttering her eyelashes at me by putting on a 10-gallon hat, I would have done it ages ago. You know, I was wearing this hat the other day down by Night Quarter on a night of the show, and this guy, a workman in Hy-Vis, shouts to me, "Oh, Dicko, good trick." And I went, "What are you talking about?" He said, "20-gallon head in a 10-gallon hat." And I went, "Oh." You sod. But I thought I might use that.
Yes, you need to use it. Now, you've told us where your love of country music comes from, you and your mates on the road. How did you manage to channel Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, or the drag queens? Tell us, where does that come in?
Well, here's the thing. People say to me, look, I don't get country music with drag queens, but you must have heard that quote from Dolly Parton. Thank God I was born a girl, otherwise I'd have been a drag queen. And that's the thing. There's a lot about classic country music in Nashville in the 70s and 80s, which is like Dynasty or Dallas.
Yes.
You know, it's high camp, really. There's a lot. And you look at Tammy Wynette and George Jones. These are like massive soap operas, some of these stories and these lives.
Exactly.
So if you want to bring the drama to any events, you know, you've got to get men in frocks. So we've got my fantastic co-host Selma Soul. She's one of the wickedest drag queens in Brisbane, and she's got these very naughty little helpers who are kind of, we're presenting them as they're like the Cut Price Veronicas. They're Caboolture's twins with the pins. They are the reverse cowgirls.
I love that name.
They are fabulous.
Now, Dicko,
and very naughty.
You were mentioning, Dicko, that this has helped you in your love life, the whole cowboy look. Are you suggesting for guys over 50 this is the track they need to go down?
It's a lot cheaper than Viagra. You know, if you can get bottomless leather chaps and the cowboy hats, let me tell you, the Marlboro man is quite a sexy dude, Obviously, I don't smoke, but yeah.
Is it cheaper than Viagra with the drag queen element to it? I mean, those rhinestones and the sequins, they're not cheap.
Well, you tell me. I mean, you're a red-blooded woman, you can see
How
me.
Do you know?
Yeah, I've got this hat on. Is it making your heart pump a little faster?
No comment.
We'll see.
Of course it is.
She's gone red,
Dicko. Seriously, I'm only human.
You want to see me on my pirate outfit?
Hey, I've got to ask you, because you've worked in the music biz, you've probably heard some excellent writers from artists. What are you demanding for your performance?
For my performance or my artist's performance?
Oh, for the whole team.
No, look, all I want is that they stay in the moment. Look, do you know what? The thing is, when we did our show down the Gold Coast, I got my black book out and got all these brilliant musicians from the Farnham Band, all these guys I'd worked with all over the country, fantastic musicians. Because of COVID, we basically had to get Southeast Queensland musicians. But what we've done is we've uncovered some unbelievable talent around here. And it's like a family because everyone's local. We've got these brilliant singers like Taylor Moss, who's a fantastic local country singer. Luke Dickens, who came second on Idol to Wes Carr. He's a sheep shearer, so he's got his country credentials. Craig Madden, who's got a brilliant resonant voice. He does Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash songs. But we've also got like the Bostocks, brother and sister on guitar and fiddle. They are just incredible musicians. So purely and simply for the spectacle of seeing these amazing songs brought to life in front of you by these incredible musicians, it makes me feel so excited. My only regret is I'm side stage or on stage. I'm not watching this because this is the show I'd like to be at, you know.
Have a listen to the excitement in your voice. You were chatting to us earlier about your Aussie Idol days. You're a judge on there for 13 years? How many years?
Do you know what? It ran for 7 series. You would imagine it was a lot longer, but 2003 was the first one. I did the first two, then ran off to Channel 7 for a load of money, believing my own hype, then came back 2 years later with my tail between
my legs. Oh, that's right, the restaurant rules.
Which, yeah, my restaurant rules, Dancing with the Stars, Celebrity Survivor, where there weren't many celebrities on it, but that's the way it goes, you know.
And you were saying that working in there, like, I would have thought that was, you know, super exciting. You're in your 40s, but you said it had the exact opposite effect.
No, yeah, look, working, it's funny, I was always really pumped and excited and motivated working in music, and when I went on television it was exciting because look, you know, people like me don't go on the TV. I'm from a working class background in the UK. TV wasn't for me, you know, it was for other people. And then I became well known in Australia, and I became lazy, if I'm really honest, became lazy and demotivated and had completely lost my ambition. And that's what moving up here to the coast. I live in Mullaney, which is one of the most beautiful places on
Earth.
Lucky
man.
Up in the Blackall Ranges. And then I come down. We've got an office down in Kawana. And I just get down to the coast every day and go back up the hills. And I don't bother with going to Sydney or Melbourne anymore. And do you know what? As I say, we produce these amazing shows. We've got more on the horizon. And I'm managing all these young acts again. And I've got my mojo back. I feel more ambitious now than I have done in 20 years.
Yeah.
So I've got to say, life is great right now.
So you're working with all these really hardworking young talent. And would you say with Aussie Idol, I mean, that produced so many fantastic artists.
Well,
more
it did.
So, what, like more so than The Voice? I want to chat to you about that too.
Thank you for shouting Noel, my mate.
Exactly.
Yeah, Noelsy, Guy Sebastian, Rob Mills still works, Anthony Kalia, Jess Mowboy, Paulini, Ricky Lou Coulter, Matt Corby, Lisa Mitchell, you know, I mean, Casey Donovan.
Yep.
These are people who have careers 17 years after.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm really proud of what we did. But, look, the other thing is it would still work. These shows would still work if you look to what Simon Cowell does. Simon Cowell has the shows. He owns the shows, Got Talent and X Factor, and he's got the record company. So he takes those people out of the system and pushes them to the market. But that's not happening anymore. You've got TV shows, and then when they're spat out of that, there's not really anyone with that level of care and attention to take them on like Cowell does.
So why do you think that Australian Idol produced so many more stars, I guess, than, say, The Voice, that have found that longevity in their careers?
Well, as I said, I think because I was working at BMG Records at the time, so my view was that we didn't want to sign an idiot and we had the rights to the final 12, so we wanted to work with artists that we could sell. And now I just think there's not that level of connection. It's a TV show, first and foremost, an A&R process, it becomes a poor third or fourth.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? You need to take an artist and you've got to give them the time to get out there. We expect a hit in, you know, 3 months and it's got to stay number one, but how about giving someone a career that lasts for 10, 15 years?
Well, that's really difficult these days. These days a career is generally, you've had a great career if you've been around for 5 years.
Wow.
And that's the sad thing. I mean, it's a quick-moving environment these days. But
do you think a lot of them burn out?
No, to be honest, they don't get a chance to burn out, you know. I mean, what I say to people who work in music these days is, first and foremost, you've got to love music. It's got to be its own gift. Because if you're going to try and make money out of it, the odds are stacked against you. You know, I say that to people I manage as well. Because certainly in Australia, there's not the volume in the Australian market for you to have a great career and not to have to do other jobs. And that's why, I mean, you know, a lot of young Australian artists think they'll have a few hits over here and they'll be able to, like, retire on that. Forget it. When I moved to Australia 20 years ago, I couldn't believe the artists that we had signed who had hits on BMG Australia had jobs, like Tanya Docco from Bachelor Girl.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
They had that hit, Buses and Trains. She worked in a shoe shop.
Yeah.
And I said, she's what? Because I was trying to do promotion with her. I said, oh, she's on a couple of shifts this week. I mean, what do you mean she's got a job? And yeah, but those are the finances of the Australian record industry, unfortunately. There's not the volume you got in the UK or America that if you have a hit, that sets you up for a few years, you know.
That's why you got some big artists who never bother coming here, like Madonna. They just feel they don't make the money, which I think rips off their public.
Well, do you know what? They won't make the money out of record sales, but they can make the money live over here. So that's where the money and the focus has shifted to, which is live. You know, I mean, in terms of streaming, it's still there, but you've got to have a big hit. But if you've got some sort of profile, you can have a good living playing live in Australia. Except that's all dependent on this little virus problem we have at the moment.
Yeah, that's really put the kibosh in everything. So all these new artists that you've now discovered, do they want careers in the massive sphere as in hits, or are they happy with what they can get locally?
No, of course, every artist wants to be the biggest thing on earth, and I support that. That's good. You want that level of ambition as long as it's tempered with, you know, a certain amount of realism and the understanding that they've got a lot of work to do, that you can't just hand it over to a former Supergrade celebrity and expect him to wave his magic wand. They've got to actually work hard.
Well, that's it.
All right, D. God, will you give me nothing,
well,
it's
man? It's like making a rep making a rep team in the sporting arena. Everyone wants to get to that top pinnacle. What do you think happens to... I always think of the artist... Carice Eden, who was on The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought she would absolutely just go gangbusters. What do you think has happened with artists like that?
I don't think she just was. That was massive, that first Voice.
Yeah.
And I think she had an incredible voice. But I don't think she was ready for it. I think she'd be the first to admit that. She's actually carved out a career for herself now, and it's not in that superstar sort of primetime TV shininess, but she's still making money out of her voice, so that's good.
Yep, that primetime sort of TV shininess. You remember your days, or you were talking about your days back at BMG. Now, when I think about, you know, those big, what it must have been like, life must have been like for you, I think of Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those mad parties and...
Doing cocaine off ladies' bare bodies.
Really like...
Kind of, yeah.
..that? Care to share any...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there was loads of parties, sex, drugs and rock and roll. That's, you know, what's the point of getting involved in the music industry if you can't live the life of a
nurturing talent is why you do it.
No, look, you know what? There's... I'd be lying if I said that, you know, the limos, the hanging out with the super famous people, you know, the free drugs and drink is not attractive. All of that stuff was. I've grown out of it like most people do, but all of that sort of devil may care rock star lifestyle was amazing. And certainly not something I thought someone like me would ever do. You know, it's tough. It's hard on your marriage, it's hard on your liver. It's hard on your own psyche and sense of self. So it's not something, you know, I would choose to go back to, and certainly wouldn't encourage it for young people. But it's just, yeah, it is intoxicating in more ways than one, you know.
So 10-year-old Ian, where was he looking at life way back in the day?
10-year-old Ian wanted to play football for Birmingham City FC, wanted to run out onto the field and emulate his hero, Trevor Francis. But
how did you go on the field?
Oh, look, I played football. I only just stopped. I played for Mullaney under 35s, but did my knee, had an operation, and my wife said, look, here's your golf clubs. Get back on the golf course. Forget this young bloke stuff. You're
what
not
position
up to
were
it.
You?
Well, I'm a defender, clogger. I used to kick people. And I was pretty good at it as well.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's a great thing. But look, let's just remind everyone, coming up Thursday, it's the Dicko. What do they call the show again?
It's called Dicko. Dicko's Country Spit Roast. It is the most fun you can have with your Spanx on, Ellie, let me tell you. You know?
I cannot wait to see these drag queens. And what did you say? Selma Soul, the reverse cowgirls.
And me.
And
we might have a little cowboy rodeo clown called Fluffer running around as well.
What does Fluffer do? Fluffs everyone up.
Yeah, yeah. It just keeps everyone going. You know,
what do you think of Fluffer does?
Feather duster.
He stiffens our resolve, you know, to deliver a good show.
How many of these innuendos have you been working on?
Oh, mate, there are more double entendres in this show than you can imagine. I'll bring the dad jokes, the band will bring the hits, and the drag queens will bring the hairspray. What can go wrong?
Nothing.
Kiko, thanks for coming in. And, mate, 2021 is only going to get bigger and better, and this is only the start.
Cheers, guys.